You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor, and Nate Pass.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever and wherever you are listening, welcome to episode 180 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod, proudly a member of the Believe Podcast Network. Joining me tonight, Nate Pass, host, Nate Pass, co-host, and our third co-host, that's right, Nate Pass. Kyle Rush, his 10th anniversary, wedding anniversary is today. Congratulations to him and his wife. Ben's got some family in town. They said, Nate, take us for a ride on the solo train, and here I am. We are one round in to this year's second major, the PGA Championship. It's going to be a short episode. Just buckle up. Hang on. We're not going for a long time, okay? This is the substitute teacher wheeling in the TV, and we're turning on VeggieTales, okay? It's going to be a short, sweet episode. We're going to talk about some storylines, get it knocked out, get you primed and ready for the second, third, and fourth round of the PGA Championship at Southern Hills in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Before we get started, I would be remiss if I did not mention that this episode is brought to you by Bet Online. If you enjoy live betting golf, which I think is the purest form of golf betting, hop on over to Bet Online. We've got playoff basketball. We've got baseball in full swing. And if you're one of those folks, it's 3 a.m. and you can't sleep and you want to find some Turkish cricket to bet on, slap the Turkish cricket button, head over to Bet Online where the game starts. Now, listen, there's some liberties that you get to take when you record by yourself. You get to speak with unabation. That's not a word, but no one gets to challenge what you say. And that's a cheap shot. And I'm going to take just one. I wouldn't even call it a cheap shot, but I'm going to express my opinion fully on this scorecard debate before we get into the PGA Championship, because I would like to speak what I would like to say without having Kyle and Ben jabbering about how dumb of a rule it is. So if you just would give me just a second to say my piece, and the boys can say their piece when it's their turn to come on the podcast on episode 181. But right now, it's Nate. Nobody's in the room. My dog's sniffing the door. He doesn't care about scorecards. So let's talk about it for a second. We did a poll on Twitter. It went about 80-20 as far as, I don't even know what the question was. Polls are dumb. Statistics and all that stuff, you make it whatever you want it to be, right? I took a class in college about research methods. If you form the question correctly, you can just about get people to say whatever you want to. I'm in sales. I've made an entire living off of formulating things in order to get people to respond in the way that I want them to. So first of all, I think that poll is a complete joke. I think it has no bearing on anything, a Twitter poll. Okay, cool. What are we, Taylor Swift talking about whether or not our new album cover is going to be? But let me get back to this. There is something about golf that is pure, that is different than other sports. And I'm a millennial. I love change. I love advancement. I love technology. I love changing things to make things better. But there's a couple things about golf that we just don't share with other sports. And I'm going to sound like a pompous, stuck-up 80-year-old dude at a country club right now. But there is a purity that we have here that cost us nothing. It cost us nothing to do this. In golf, we get sport coats. We don't get a T-shirt and a flat bill hat after we win a championship. When you win golf's biggest championship, which in my opinion is the U.S. is the Masters, you get a sport coat. There's just let's hold ourselves to a higher standard. And I will entertain the perspective of Ben and Kyle for just a second, talking about how dumb of a rule it is, and it's such a harsh penalty. It's a harsh penalty. Being disqualified for failing to do something that happens after your round is complete, after nothing can change about your round, is harsh. But it should never happen. The rule is so harsh. I'm going to use an extreme example. It's like, you'll go to prison if you rob a bank. It's like, don't rob the bank, you know, just sign your scorecard. Ben is going to get so pissed at that analogy because it's so extreme. But you keep your own score, which I love. You call your own penalties. You are held to a certain standard. Uphold that standard, go in the room, review your scorecard, and sign it. Okay. There are rules that we can work on and we can dig into that are having a negative effect on the game of golf. This is not one of them. This is not a hill to die on. Thousands upon thousands of scorecards are signed every year. You can't use TV on the mini tours. You can't use it for U.S. amateur qualifiers. Come on. Let's just keep some aspects of golf pure. That's all I'm saying. All right, we're going to move on to the PGA Championship. And boy, at this point, if Ben and Kyle are still listening, I would be shocked. Shocked, I tell you. Round one, Southern Hills, the PGA Championship did not disappoint. We had the greens running around 10.5 to 11 on stimp, which would be pretty slow for major championship speeds. A lot of good storylines. I'm going to run through a couple of the ones that you've probably already seen if you've watched any coverage today. And I'm going to start off with LT Gray. Tiger Woods shot a disappointing four over, tied for 99th right now after a spectacular start. And I'll be honest, I don't like saying this. This is the Tiger that I expected at the Masters. I wouldn't have told you then, and I hate telling you now, this is what I was expecting at Augusta. And I was so pleasantly surprised when he played well enough to make the cut. You know, it was Augusta. It was his first time back. You know, for whatever reason, there was just enough magic for him to make the cut. And folks, I'm just going to be real. I need to be honest with you. This, what we saw today, may be the Tiger of the future, the new normal. You can't. Nobody's done it. Nobody plays the four majors and succeeds. Not even Tiger. That's not the way golf works. You can't come out and play the four majors and maybe play another tournament or two. You can't play six, even if you put a couple extra. You can't play six tournaments a year and succeed in this game with the level of talent that we see every single week, especially on 40 plus years old with a body that is just broken. It was broken before the Genesis. And now, I mean, props to him for the comeback and the win at Augusta in 2019. Find me another story like that. There is none. But right now, we're going to have to do some hard thinking, and we might have to start accepting that four over tied for 99th is the new Tiger. I hate saying it, I hate being the guy that says it, but I need to be real with you. He didn't have an off day. It's not the same Tiger. It's just not. We've got to stop pretending that he is. Let's move on to Scottie Scheffler. Because in my mind, I go to the leaderboard if Tiger's playing, which he's only played twice in the last however many months. I go find out what Tiger shot, or at any point today, if I wasn't watching, I go find out what Tiger shot and where he was at. And I found out where Scheffler was at right out of the gate. Didn't even look at who was leading. Where's Tiger at and where's Scheffler at? Now, that may not stay. Tiger, it doesn't matter. 40 years from now, I'll go figure out where Tiger is at. Scheffler, it could be a temporary thing. But he's number one. He's the hottest golfer in the world right now. Everybody's watching him. And he had a good start. He had an eagle within the first few holes. Maybe started feeding off the negative energy from Jon Rahm. I read some commentary on that. It seems like they are both. You expect it from Rahm, you don't from Scheffler. Four bogeys and six holes, very un-Scheffler like. Finished with one over, tied for 38th. Certainly not out of it, but definitely not in the position that a lot of us, like myself and Ben, who was Ben's pick, thought he would be. By the way, let's quick update. Nate's pick, Cam Smith, two under, tied for seventh. Ben's pick, Scottie Scheffler, one over, tied for 38th. Kyle's pick, Jon Rahm, three over, tied for 78th, staring at a missed cut in the face.
So I know there's a lot of golf left, but suck it, boys. I hope they all sign their scorecards for that 2-under, 1-over, and 3-over today. Anyway, moving on to the man who is on everybody's lips, Rory McIlroy. The Irish phenomenon is here. And I had talked some pretty solid doo-doo about Rory McIlroy. The ripped shirt meme, Rory with the ripped shirt and the nip slip, to me, that encompassed Rory's kind of future. Like, he just, you know, I'm sure, obviously, he's got enough talent to win again. That was the question. But as far as majors, as far as being an elite, premier, you know, one in the discussion of the greatest players in the game at the time, I thought that time was over. And the Masters, even to me, seemed fluky. Seemed like last day, nothing to lose. You know, why not go out and shoot a 64? The hole out from the bunker was magical. It was cool. It was Augusta. Colin Morikawa made it even cooler. But at the end of the day, you know, it was still just, it was too little too late from a position where he had nothing to lose. And today was like an old friend who you fall away from for no particular reason. You don't have a big falling out. You fall apart and they come back and they knock on your door and you sit down and you have a beer and you remember why you considered them one of the biggest people in your life. I made that way too dramatic, but that's 65 today. Made us remember why we love Rory so much. The missing piece has been the first round. I know there's three more rounds of golf. There's 54 more holes, but nobody else in the field is beating Rory if he plays the next three rounds anywhere close to the way he did today. Nobody's got that this week. Rory's got it. Okay. The missing puzzle piece is in. Now we've got three more puzzle pieces. We saw what he could do on Sunday. Not comparable at Augusta. Like I said, way far behind. But now there's no ground to make up. Imagine giving Rory the keys to the kingdom with a first-round lead at the PGA Championship. The possibilities are endless. And I can't tell you how thrilled I am. Rory is so good for golf. He's so pure. He loves golf. He wants to be better. He's a genuine competitor. He's the best driver of the golf ball in the game. Screw Bryson. Screw all the distance. Rory hits it far, but it's not always been about far. He does whatever he wants to with the driver. There's nobody on that level that he's on. So his driver was obviously on today. He played great. He played aggressive. He acted like he wanted to be. He acted like he wanted it. It's not only a game, but it seemed like an attitude that we haven't seen from Rory in a long, long time. And it was good to see him back. And I cannot wait to watch tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. Scoring average today for the morning wave, 72.35. Afternoon wave, a little bit firmer. Green drawing a little bit faster, 73.32. So that gives us almost a dead on. Let's call it, 72 and 73. So 72. Am I doing that right? Probably 72.8. Hovering right around the 73 mark, just under 73. Major championship golf. And what I love about Southern Hills is that when you look at it, it's not all tricked up. It's not Chambers Bay with wild greens and all these, you know, unfair lies and bad breaks. It's just a damn good golf course, and it's a tough golf course. And if you play good and you play aggressive, you'll get rewarded. But you're going to have to flirt with that line of trouble in order. It's a risk reward, and I don't know if you'd call it a ball striker's course or a shot shaper's course or a putter's course or maybe a guy who gets up and down the bunker more than other people. I know Rory is in the lead, and he drives the golf ball better than anybody, so maybe it's a driver's course. But very exciting, some great storylines. I'm going to run through a couple notable scores. Cam Smith, obviously, 2-under, right there in it. Ricky Fowler, 1-over, tied for 38th, certainly in a position to make the cut. John Daly, who took the world by storm. You always love that one guy when there's 10 people on the golf course and one of them's made two birdies and they've got the lead and that's all they've got to talk about out of the 10 dudes on the golf course. Johnny D still shot two over, tied for 56. Don't count out Daly yet, okay? He's at the gas station right now, reloading on the Marlboros. He's got the Diet Coke on ice. Look for Daly to make the cut. You heard it here first. Slap a little bet online money on that one. Jordan Spieth, two over, tied for 56th. Frustrating day for him. Still definitely in a place to make the cut. Morikawa, two over, frustrating day. As we spoke about earlier, Rahm, three over. Very good chance of missing the cut. Dustin Johnson, three over. Brooks Koepka, who, is he even relevant anymore? Brooks Koepka, I think at some point, Jenna Sims in the near future will become bigger in golf than Brooks Koepka just because all Koepka's life now is Instagram videos of him blocking himself out of the courtesy car. I can't even believe I put him as a notable. I would let me take Koepka out and put in Tyler Gooch to finish one under and is in a great position going into the second round. Patrick Cantlay, my boy, six over in a definitely miscut material. Quickly, we'll note, we don't really try to give him too much press on the show. Bryson did pull out because of wrist stuff. He was there all week. He was replaced by somebody, McCarthy, who shot three over, who could still make the cut, which, let's be honest, probably better than Bryson would be doing right now. That's pretty much all I've got, folks. We've got Rory at the top of the leaderboard. Will Zalatoris, who ain't scared of nobody, is nipping at his heels. Would love to see Zalatoris and Rory in a final grouping on Sunday. Please, Lord, Sunday morning, you're catching Nate Pass in church praying for a Rory Zalatoris showdown at Southern Hills. Tons of golf left. Don't count Tiger out in our hearts, but in our logical minds, in our bet online, what are we slapping the button of? Tiger's going to be hanging out this weekend with his kids. And that's tough to say, and I don't want to end the episode like that. I don't have anything else to say, and that's how I ended it. So let's get back to the positives. A lot of great golf left. Golf course looks amazing. We will be back. We'll probably do some sort of recap, hopefully before Sunday. Maybe just one of the guys, maybe me again, maybe a little five-minute spiel on Twitter. Sign your scorecards. Hold yourself to a higher standard. We are not basketball. We are not baseball. We are not football. We are golf. Let's act like this game still means something beyond getting a white golf ball in a hole. Let's hold on to some of that purity. And with that, I want to send you on your way. Check out our sponsors, Swanee's Primo Golf Apparel. These guys make incredible apparel from head to toe. You may not have heard of them. If you haven't, go check them out. We got some coupon codes. Kyle will put it in the description below. But in the meantime, this is Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always broken.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always strokin'.